Technical difficulty.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
I'm telling you.
I got a computer issue. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to fix it. Or not. Come on! Why is my computer so slow? Sorry, I did not mean to yell at my computer. Actually, I did mean to yell at my computer. All right, here we go. The Woodstock Music and Art Fair, that's what it was called, got underway 50 years ago today. And one of the stars of it was Joe Cocker. With a little help from my friends, kind of electrified the crowd, kind of made him the man he was. In a 1980s interview, he talks about the song and what it meant to him.
Booed it from my set. They go bonkers if I don't do it because it's almost like an anthem and it says a lot. It's one of those songs that people do come together around that song, whether it be my version or the Beatles version. The Woodstock version, I think, was exciting just because we got so frenetic at the end of it. It was like we were, as they say, kicking ass by the end of that one.
They do say that. Yes, they do. And as we said, Woodstock happened 50 years ago today. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, legendary today. Nobody really knew them very much. I mean, they knew that David Crosby was with the Birds. They knew Stephen Stills and Neil Young, Buffalo Springfield. Graham Nash was with the Hollies. All together, though, they hadn't played. They played one gig. Their second gig was Woodstock. Here's all those boys talking about it.
The first show we did was only, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people in a theater, but Woodstock was a crowd.
You know, you don't really know that it's a 500,000. You look at it and your mind goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, many. You just hit an overload. After a while, there's just too many people for you to really wrap your head around it, and you kind of concentrate on the first 20 rows.
And after all that rain and all that mud and all that disrobing, it looked like a very vast kindergarten class.
Tough, though, to face that audience with, you know, sometimes just one acoustic guitar.
Now, Neil Young joined them on stage after they did an acoustic set. He played one acoustic with them, and then he did the electric set. Here's what Neil Young remembers about Woodstock.
I remember seeing Jimi Hendrix in a pickup truck in an airport about 10 miles from the site. I remember that more than the show. I think stealing a pickup truck with Hendrix is one of the high points of my life.
I would say yes.
Rock Gossip, 6:25 and 8:25 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.